Hare Krishna. As I mentioned yesterday and today, dedicated to European Council of Leaders, meetings and functions which are being held primarily on a boat, a Fortuna boat on the Danube. Yesterday we were doing the business of the council. Today we want to be a little more active. There's a conference symposium with both government representatives and other religious leaders, Hungarian religious leaders. And then midday we'll go out to participate in our regular big food distribution program, Food for Life, and the members will also eat out there along with the other people that we feed. And this evening we'll go to a Jesuit house, and there'll be a roundtable discussion there between the members with also invited guests. So it's busy, busy day. Most exciting part of yesterday was that in the evening all of the guests came to Budapest Temple and hopped on a bus and came here, and they had a wonderful, extraordinary reception. And then we showed them the temple, explained to them our functions that take place here, introduced them to the college and Maharani, the dean, and then showed them a video of Krishna Valley and also we dined them, not wined them, but we dined them with wonderful prasadam. And the end result was very captivating. They were very enchanted, primarily by the devotees, their devotion, and I think effulgence. And for me, participation in ECRL was primarily motivated by what I felt as a need to sort of come out of sort of the insular Krishna conscious world that I live in, although of course I preach and interact with many other people, but to have a working relationship, not just a meeting, but a working relationship with members of other faiths, to see what I can actually learn from them, to see how we can interact, and what our collective voice and our common values, or those values that are common amongst us, can do good both for each other and for greater society. And my learning, well, I'm learning, and also the council is also learning and really developing, I'd say, in that type of identity. So I find that very helpful for me personally. And as I mentioned, that meeting had a great impact on the guests, as the president of the ECRL, who's from Norway, head of the Reformed Church, Protestant Church, there has expressed that they really felt that there was a lot that they could learn. And I feel that that's a reciprocal thing. It may be that we have our philosophical and spiritual commitments, and that's certainly not change. But we see that other religious organizations deal with or have dealt with or struggle with similar issues that we do, and it's interesting to see both how they do that. One very interesting outcome was that on our way over here, I was speaking to a Turkish Muslim, a lady, professor, and her daughter, and they were sorry that they couldn't come to Krishna Valley tomorrow and experience what the full morning program or ritual was like. And I explained to them that that wouldn't have happened there, since during the day devotees are very active. But I invited them to come back this morning to Mangalartik, and so they did. Someone picked them up at 4 o'clock, and they came over here from Mangalartik to CRT, and they're still down there while the devotees are chanting japa, and they'll go back with me to the boat for to join everyone else for the rest of the morning session. So it's a very interesting experience, and if the devotees want to hear a little more about our role in hosting these guests, then you can listen on the English article section to my welcome to the ECRL yesterday. Okay, gotta go. Hare Krishna.